Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to the weekly Wedding Vort series. The Shir Shvias Chus Refuah Shleima Moshe Tzvi Ben Frida Simcha and Leilui Nishmas Kohen of Tzadok HaKohen Melublin, whose Yortzit was today, Tess Elul. The Chodesh of Elul, everyone knows, is brought down by the Kanmomen, also that Avraham Shalom brings down. The Elul stands for the Rashi Tevas from Shir Hashirim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li. Famous Pasuk describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love between Hashem's love and Klal Yisrael. And my beloved is to me. The Nomalei Melech was once walking with his Hasidim, and they were walking to a wedding. And as they were walking, the Nomalei Melech turned to his Hasidim, and he told them that it's a great schus, it's a great hachana for the Yomim Noraim to go to a wedding in the month of El. It's a very good preparation for the Yomim Noraim, for the high holy days, to go to a wedding in the month of El. What's the deeper essence behind this maisa of the Rebbe Ramelech? Yomim Noraim was known for his amazing hiddenness and his amazing sidkus. What was going on when he told his chassidim that it was a great preparation for the Yomim Noraim to go to a wedding in the month of El? So I think it really starts with a pasuk in this week's parsha. The pasuk in Perek of Dalet, pasuk Hey, brings down Ki yikach ish ishe chadasha lo yetzei batzava v'lo yavar alav l'chol davar naki yi leveso shana echas v'simach es ishto asher lakach. We know the pasuk says when a man marries a new wife, he shall not go out to the army, nor shall it obligate him for any matter. He shall be free for his house for 1 year, and he shall gladden his wife whom he has married. We all know this, that this is a similar topic that we saw in Parsha Shoftim. Parsha Shoftim brings down three people that if they're in the middle of something, they do not go out to war. Someone who just got married, someone who just built a house, and someone who just planted a vineyard. However, this pasuk is only referring to a chassan who just got married. He shall not go out to the army, and no one should obligate him with anything. So if you think about it for a second, a chassan just got married. He's told, you know what, you should stay home. What's so specific about a chassan that he can't go to war? Even more than that, the Mishnah in Sota says, an amazing thing, the Mishnah in Sota says, Amem Dalet Amun Beis, Bamed Var Mamurim, what is this pasuk referring to, that a chassan can't go out to the army? B'melchemes harashus, it's only talking about in non-obligatory wars, in optional types of war. However, aval b'melchemes mitzvah hakol yotzin. But if it's a time of war, a time of need, it's a melchemes mitzvah against a malik, or a time to be able to kill one of the to take over the sheva amim, the seven nations, hakol yotzin. The Mishnah says everyone is obligated to leave. And listen to what the Mishnah says. It's an amazing thing. Afilu chasan mechedro v'kala mechupasa. Even a chasan who is in his cheder, in his room getting ready for this wedding, and even for the kala who is by her chuppah. So the Mishnah is saying an amazing thing. If you just looked at the pasuk overall, you would think that, oh, if it's a time of war, if Israel is going out to war with America, or if Israel is going out to war with Turkey, there's no obligation to go. There's no mitzvah, right? We know Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to kill Amalek and to take over the Zion Amamim. But except for those two, there's no actual mitzvah. Those things are good to be able to protect Klal Yisrael, and that's an optional thing, but that's not obligatory. So we see Chasan and Kala aren't exactly told that they can and can't do. It really depends on the situation, on what's going on in their lives. And I think that's really what a chassan and kala is. A chassan and kala, when it comes down into their lives, everything in their lives is supposed to be on the specific situation. They should never be too ingrained, too involved in something, and to have an overall perspective. This is how what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to be. Chassan and kala understand that the time that they got to know each other, and now when they're standing under the chuppah, they understand that there's a certain type of a partnership that they're about to embark on, a friendship, a perspective, a new perspective that they're about to see, about to renew in their lives. That for the rest of their lives, the past 20, 25 years, whatever it was, they just worried about themselves, and they just worried about their own little dalet amos. However, now, when they're going out when they're going out and they finally get they decide to get married, they're entitled to see the whole situation. They're entitled to see that even though, you know, you might be just getting married. However, if Klal Yisrael needs you, Klal Yisrael needs you to go kill an Amalek, to go kill the Zion Amamim. Klal Yisrael needs you. It's not only about you. We learn from to have to kill Amalek, to kill a Zion Amamim as a relationship quota, as a relationship helper for the Chassan and Kalan, for the Kal to see the Chassan, to see them in this way. And I think this is the real relationship between Klal Yisrael and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, specifically in the month of Elul. We all know the famous Kedushas Levi in Parshas Bo. It says an amazing thing. We know that we call the holiday of Pesach, Pesach. We call it Chag HaPesach. However, the Torah calls it, what? The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. So the Halagol of Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, Zuchus Ugin Alena, brings down. Why is it? Why is it that we call it Pesach and Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos? Why the difference? So the Kedushas Levi says it a beautiful, beautiful thing. And Kedushas Levi explains and says the following. We know the Gemara in Brachos explains on Vav Amar Aleph that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael wear tefillin. Both Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wear a set of tefillin. We all know that in our tefillin, it's written Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem is one. What's written in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, the Gemara in Brachos says? The Gemara in Brachos says, what's written in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin is Mika Amcha Yisrael. How great is the Kadosh Baruch Hu? How great is Klal Yisrael? How great is my nation, Klal Yisrael? So now listen to the words of the Kedushas Levi. Hainu sha'anu misaprim shvachol shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu misapar shevach shel Yisrael. We make sure to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to praise Him with the things that we see in Him. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu davka praises us in the things that He sees in us. That is what Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li it means. That's what the Kedushas Levi brings down. He brings down the pasuk right here. Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li. That each person in the relationship, a chassan and kali, they look at the other and they see what they bring to the table. They see the only the good things that their spouse brings into their new bias. And that's what Elul is all about. Elul is all about seeing the new perspective. Seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in our lives, renewing ourselves, rejuvenating ourselves. We know that Elul is the end of the year. Hakol holeich basar hachasima. Right? Everything goes according to the end. However, if we want to go into a Rosh Hashanah, we want to go in, it's to start the new year, we can't just show up in Aleph Tishrei. It has to start from Elul. It has to start with the time that we put into Elul. Mir Tashem, it's my tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should all be zocha to understand what the Noam HaMelech was telling his Hasidim. The Noam HaMelech was telling his Hasidim this exact message. Elul is a time of renewed perspective, to see our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see our renewed relationship with between ourselves, ben Adam l'chaveir, ben Adam l'makom. And that's what the pasuk is saying, ki yikach ish ish yechadasha, when a man goes out to see his wife, and he shouldn't go out to war. That's what the pasuk says, but the Mishnah says, if it's a mechametz mitzvah, he has to go. Why? Because it's all about seeing the open, seeing being open to new things. Not only staying in your Dalat Amos, but seeing a new perspective, to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in our lives. And Mir Tashem, it's my tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which be zocha to a chesidah v'chesimah tova, to always see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in our lives, to have a renewed perspective and renewed energy, enthusiasm now in our Avodas Hashem, going into Parshas Ki Teitzei. Have an amazing Shabbos.